looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Well, British armed forces have sent thousands of weapons to Ukraine as they prepare for a possible Russian invasion. Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Ben. It's getting a bit real, this, isn't it? It's, I mean, there is a lot of rhetoric. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of words flying around. But there's this big meeting in Geneva between the U.S. Secretary of State and the Russian Foreign Minister tomorrow. But we know that Ukraine has certainly asked for support. They're not a member of NATO, but still, NATO nations are not united on how to respond to this. But individually, they are absolutely bolstering Ukraine's armed forces. And as you say, the UK has sent 2,000 anti-tank missile launchers with about 100 army personnel to accompany these, to train how to fire them, etc. And the Defence Secretary, Ben Wallace, I believe, he should be in Australia right now talking AUKUS and intelligence sharing, but he did find time to say, nothing can be ruled out in helping Ukraine self-defence. Britain stands by its allies. It's a thing. I mean, there's this worry, isn't there, that Ukraine 2022 is potentially, dare I say it, Poland 1939. Let's hope not.
Extremely testing times. Now, you've got big changes coming to COVID measures. Here's Boris Johnson.
The government will no longer mandate the wearing of face masks anywhere. In the country at large, we will continue to suggest the use of face coverings in enclosed or crowded spaces, but we will trust the judgment of the British people and no longer criminalise anyone who chooses not to wear one.
How's that news gone down, Adam?
Well, trusting the judgment of the British people. I don't know. It's a brave man who does that, especially given the current climate that Boris Johnson's facing himself. I mean, there are a lot of people saying, I wish I'd never voted for him. But still, the judgment is that I think, by and large, a lot of people feel that the rules are ending a tad soon. We get the idea that returning to normality, great. As of today, in fact, school children don't have to wear face masks in class and working from home is not official guidance. But that doesn't mean that individually businesses won't say, please work from home, or individually schools might say, could you please wear face masks? It's just, it can't be mandated. It goes to advice and guidance. And next week, mask wearing generally in almost all places and COVID passports will be dropped as well. And then it's thought that in March, mandatory COVID isolation, so even if you test positive or are infected, you wouldn't have to, under compulsory law, go into isolation. Is that a good thing? The World Health Organization doesn't think so, but I don't know. Anything that feels like normality, eh?
That's the thing. I think this is all part of living with it, even though there are going to be consequences of that kind of behavior, but you've got to be brave. We'll catch up on Monday.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.